Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, in the continuing effort to upgrade our working conditions, our next guest in studio, Miss Michigan 2010, Katie Lynn LaRush. Hi, Katie. How are you?
Good, Jack. How are you?
I am fine. A lot going on, and you are very busy, not only getting ready for the Miss America pageant on January 15th on ABC, but you are also, of course, very devoted to your crusade with human trafficking. OneWorldOneFuture.org, correct?
That's right. Yes, that's the name of my nonprofit organization.
All right. Tell us a little bit about what is going on with that now.
With Miss Michigan, with One World, One
with
Future.
With One World, One Future.
Well, we are actually going to be putting on a gala on October 24th. That's an exciting event that's coming up. The objective is to raise $25,000 to fund a shelter for young women. We hope to rescue, rehabilitate, and empower the young women that have fallen victim to this crime. That is one of our goals. So the shelter will work to do just that. And the event on the 24th, which is at the Lexington Hotel here in Lansing.
Lexington, Lansing, yeah.
Yep, that's right, is set up to raise money just for that. So
we have diseases in our society that are called silent killers because you don't know you have it until it's too late. And I think for a lot of people, they may think human trafficking, that's not my problem. That doesn't affect us, but it's here in the United States.
It is, Jack, yes. It's a very real, very serious, and very scary issue. The estimate is 14.5 to 17,000 foreign nationals are trafficked into the United States every single year. And not only are foreign nationals trafficked in, but our own youth are at risk. Girls, young girls are being recruited into this industry. Children are being sold on Craigslist. That's been a huge thing. The internet is a wonderful, wonderful tool, but there are also problems emerging with the global networking. So we need to protect our kids, and we need to be able to recognize what's going on in our society so we can combat this, because it's the largest growing industry, black market in the world right now.
Well, you're doing some wonderful things in terms of awareness, but what about schools? What about parents? What sort of things should they do to be sure that their loved ones, their students, the young people of this country, don't fall prey to that?
The first thing is simple awareness, Jack. That's where it all begins. And, you know, like you said, I've had the opportunity to speak to schools, to speak to parents, church groups, different types of organizations. So the first step is awareness, letting people know what's going on, letting healthcare professionals as well as lawmakers know what's happening so that they can take the proper procedures to not only care for the victims, but look for them.
Do most lawmakers have some idea of the scope of the problem? Do they understand what you're talking about, or do you have to educate them too?
You have to educate them too. You know, they have a lot on their plate. And so making sure they know what's going on is important. And as you know, I had the opportunity to work in the Michigan House of Representatives as a legislative aide,
right,
prior to taking on the job of Miss Michigan. So during that time, I was able to educate many lawmakers on what is happening. Right now, we are working very hard. I'm actually working in partnership with the Michigan Human Trafficking Task Force to improve our state policy. So we're hoping by the end of this term that we'll have a good package passed to improve our state policy to help our law enforcement officials, tackle this issue.
Katie Lynn LaRush, our guest, Miss Michigan 2010, and she has done a lot of work, not just here, but over in Asia. You were Tibet area, right?
I was in Nepal, actually.
Nepal.
Yes, yes.
And in Africa.
I spent some time in Africa and also in Belize.
And now back here, and we're all better for it. But in terms of the policies and the things that need to be implemented, is there work to be done there too?
A ton of work, Jack. And like I said, it's about putting the proper policy in place to not only prosecute the traffickers, but also protect the victims. So we need to be able to crack down on the criminals, to crack down on the rings that are making this happen. But we also need to provide the proper services and protections for those that have fallen victim, to make sure they're taken care of, the proper safe houses, psychological care, things of that nature.
Is that just a matter of number, of scope? Do we have what we need but not enough of them, or do we have to have a complete change of thought process?
You know, we're very blessed in the United States. We have so much at our fingertips. So that is the beautiful thing here at home. That's why awareness is so important. That's why restructuring policy is so important, because we have the resources we need. It's just a matter of using them.
Katie Lynn LaRush, Miss Michigan 2010, our guest, heading out to the Miss America pageant, representing Michigan very well in January. You're also representing a lot of people at the Detroit Free Press Marathon coming up, right?
That's right. Yes, I'm looking very forward. That's going to be on October 17th. Now, I will be doing the half simply because got to take care of my body and make sure it's in good dancing shape for Miss America.
Right,
so.
Right. Well, tell us why that's important to you. Obviously, there are stereotypes.
There are.
About pageants, and you're out to prove something.
Yes, that's right. You know, I am a runner, and I've run several half marathons. I ran the Chicago a few years back. And the reason that I decided to run the Detroit Marathon is to, you know, let people know that we are physically fit, athletic young women. So I think that's an important message to spread, to let young girls, you know, not only know the importance of embracing athletic and healthy body, but to know that the girls that are competing in this organization also respect that.
How excited are you about January? How many times have you role played and gone through that night in your head?
I don't know that I've gone through that night at all, to be honest, but I'm very excited. I actually had the opportunity to meet many of the girls, all of them, I think, actually, when I was down in Orlando. So we were brought together to do a little filming and promotional work, and they are amazing young women, amazing, amazing young women, all of them.
Coaches always tell athletes, work on your weaknesses. You've been outstanding in the interview process everywhere you've gone. Talent, you've won awards. You've won congeniality awards. So you have basically gotten all these bases covered. So how do you prepare for what you're going to run into in January?
You know, every day is a different ball game, but, you know, I have to prepare with my dancing. I have to keep up on politics. And the interview process, of course, is very important. But, you know,
and the Miss Michigan people keep you busy.
They keep me very busy, very busy. So, yeah, it's just day to day, keeping up on everything. It's not anything too crazy or intense, and just going there and having fun.
When do you leave for the Miss America pageant? We're talking Las Vegas, right?
Yeah. You know, I don't know the actual date. I live day to day. I'd have to look at my calendar.
You got a lot of other things to worry about now. There's no sense packing yet. So.
Not yet, no.
Yeah. Katie Lynn LaRush, our guest, Miss Michigan 2010, talking about human trafficking. Again, the website, oneworldonefuture.org. You can also go to missmichigan.org for more information.